This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, Dan, we're on to you.
Yep. Oh, yeah? What?
Is someone out there foraging for stories at the foreign desk?
At the what?
At the foreign desk.
At the foreign desk.
Well, you know, the Pope is a major figure on the planet.
Yes.
The head of the Vatican City, the country of, and he has been ill. And ABC News has a reporter stationed nearby at the foreign desk,
which is in Paris or London,
to cover the illness of the Pope.
Couldn't just handle that in what we call a reader in this business?
Nope.
We had to go to the foreign desk.
With a story that important, Scott, it can only be delivered from one place.
What would that be, Dana?
The foreign desk.
When the duty calls. You must go to the foreign desk.
I have good news in my life today. The Blue Bloods universe is officially expanding. A spinoff that will follow Donnie Wahlberg's Danny Reagan has landed a straight-to-series order at CBS. Boston Blue is the working title. It comes from the SWAT writers Brandon Sonier and Brandon Margulies and will follow Danny Reagan in a new position, not in New York, but at Boston PD.
So it's another cop show.
Well, yeah, because he's Danny Reagan. He's a detective.
Okay.
In New York, and now he's moving up to Boston where he's going to partner with somebody else.
He's moving on up.
They're trying to turn into, like, Law and Order and...
I guess so.
So there's going to be a lot of opportunities to park the cars.
Yes.
They're going to park cars.
We can only hope. How long has Law and Order been running for
1873.
Real? 1873. Yeah, right?
And they did start and perfect the cookie cutter episode style.
Dunk, dunk.
We're going to have an open and close to every single storyline in every single episode.
There's always just some random person cleaning something, and then they turn around and there's a dead body at the beginning.
September 13th, 1990 was the first episode of Law and Order.
It's 35 years.
So many actors and actresses have gotten their start as the deceased person.
Oh, that's right. No way. Look that up. I thought you were going to say got their start as like some of the main characters.
I'm looking to see how many people are still on the show from the beginning.
Oh, I don't know that anyone's there from the beginning. What's the officer's name? The female right now that's been on forever. She's one of the longest running, I would guess. Why can't I remember her name?
Angie Harmon?
No, that was before her.
Questlove, the musician, he played a dead person on SVU, and that's not exactly Law and Order.
All right.
Law and Order is still on TV?
Oh, yeah, they're still making new episodes.
That show premiered when I was a freshman in college. Mm-hmm.
Mariska Hargitay was the woman I was thinking of. Celebrities who appeared on Law and Order before they were famous.
Isn't
I don't know.
She on SVU,
don't know that all of these were dead people, but they were on it. Sarah Paulson. Oh, she's good. Jennifer Garner, 1996. Zoe Saldana, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Laverne Cox, Claire Danes, Kate Walsh, Juliana Margulies.
Wasn't she a regular?
Season 3, episode 17, Conduct Unbecoming, before she hit it big on ER. Allison Janney.
Okay, here we go. Here are actors and actresses who had guest starred on Law & Order SVU. Joan Cusack. Viola Davis.
I wouldn't be a good dead body. I would have to breathe. You can't breathe if you're being a dead body.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. I don't know some of these
Well,
people.
You still have to breathe. You just try to breathe without your chest.
You can't breathe and not have your chest move. Your lungs do that when you breathe.
All right.
What?
Okay.
You got to hold your breath.
You've got to hold your breath to be a dead body on Law & Order. I'm sorry. Unless you're face down.
Here's some trivia.
Wait, what?
What
if you die face down, it would be easier to play a dead person than if you're face up.
Your back would raise and lower if you're taking big, deep breaths.
You just don't take deep breaths. You take short, shallow breaths.
You still have to breathe. They're laying on the set for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. People are talking over you, saying how sorry they are that you died.
Pulling a ballpoint pen out, looking in your jacket to see maybe if there's any identification.
Looking at the first police officer at the scene going, what do you got? What do you got so far? And then you're laying there dead.
On Law & Order. She held her breath too long.
But you have to breathe.
How did she die? Playing a dead person on Law & Order. What happened? She stopped breathing. It was a very convincing performance.
She got a little too into character.
She was really
good. She was method acting.
Really good. It's a shame we lost her so quick.
You know, if you have a speaking role in any TV show, if it ever re-airs, you do get a royalty.
Yes. Yep.
That's true.
That's why in Anchorman, if you may notice, when they have the fight scene with all the other TV stations, none of the other people speak. Just Vince Vaughn and the...
They don't want to pay that money out.
What's his name who's in Shawshank Redemption?
Yes. Yes.
Not Morgan Freeman, the other guy.
That guy.
The other guys, you know, the sportscaster on Channel 5 and the weather guy, none of them ever speak. And that's because they didn't think it was going to make a ton of money at the box office. And it was definitely not going to ever get played on TV. So they never paid them.
I was on TV today, apparently. I mean, please, it's Thursday. But
the most dangerous place to be in this town?
Wow, between Dana and a camera.
That's exactly right.
One of our listeners reached out on Facebook, like just on something I posted about how cold it was, and said, hey, I know this is off topic, but I'm literally watching... you on television right now. And she posts this photo, and it's from one of those investigative discovery ID shows about murder. And they had asked me, I think several years ago, I've done a handful of those. They'd asked me, will you be the what would I remember? Will you be that person?
Aren't these always aired in England or something?
A lot of them are.
In Canada?
A lot of them are.
You're kind of a foreign...
I would like now TV to say at the end, I mean, if they're filming this from Britain, that I'm delivering my thoughts from the foreign desk.
Yes, of course you are.
No, apparently it aired today on ID Discovery or something. I don't know.
ID Discovery?
I don't know.
Which one was it?
She took a screenshot of it and said, that's you. I said, yes, it is.
What murder were you opining about?
There have been so many. I think the pastor that killed his wife.
Which one?
I know, right?
Local?
Yeah.
Would be kind of weird if she was talking about a story that she didn't cover.
Do you have to cover all the stories or sometimes they have you?
Yeah, there have been times where they have reached out and I said I'm not comfortable covering that because I either didn't personally cover it or I don't remember it.
Huh. Okay. Scott, Law & Order went away for about 8 years and then came back. I did not know that.
Dunk, dunk.
Here's some trivia. A different show, CSI, Taylor Swift played a runaway teen who was killed.
No way.
No kidding.
Back in 2009.
Oh, speaking of...
She was a star by then. That
on her way.
That was after, what's-his-face, Kanye West came up and took the Grammy out of her hand.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.